FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Venture. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers at American Public Music Radio. It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
How beautiful is that? A little Radiohead, Creep, one of our favorite songs, Jason Friday.
I love it so much.
Welcome aboard. It is Friday on a Friday. It's almost the weekend, Jace. How are you feeling?
Very excited. I'm super duper excited.
All right. That is Aaron Morton. I came across that on Instagram, and I think it went a little bit viral, a performance of her doing a rendition of Creep, which I normally, both of us, we don't really need to hear another version of Creep.
Yeah.
But once in a while I hear one and I go, oh, that's a good one. It gives you a little chills while you listen to the vocals.
Totally.
So Aaron Morton is 21 years old, born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi, came to Cincinnati, Ohio to pursue a musical theater degree at the University of Cincinnati College of Conservatory of Music. That's quite a title.
That is a good one.
So anyway, she said she worked on that song with the piano player in that song, Jacob Pretty, and they specifically switched the bridge from a 12/8 to a 4/4 meter to give it a different pulse and feel.
I like that.
I read something once that everything's really in 4/4. Is that real?
It is, because technically the human physiology is the natural rhythm of a 4/4, and that's literally why. I'm not kidding. Yeah,
that's very deep on your end over there. Okay, we are going to, first of all, we're going to talk about, have you guys watched season 3 of White Lotus? We're going to have to talk about it coming up in the program, because it is cray. It is cray cray.
Cray cray.
We've got some music from the show coming up. But this is a local music spotlight. I got this thanks to Kevin Bronson, who referred this artist. Kevin hosts LA Buzz Bands every Sunday night from 10 to 11 p.m. on the station. So it's Morgan Nagler, LA-based. She was in the bands, do I have those listed here? The bands Whispertown and Supermoon. But this is solo music. And the song is called Orange Wine, which I sort of winced at. We tried Orange Wine once, and I didn't really love it.
No, not a fan.
But let's get into it. So it's Morgan Nagler, Orange Wine. It is a local music spotlight. It's Friday on a Friday. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I think I'm going to need a lawyer. How am I going to get out of this one?
Thank you. While I prefer the original version of You Really Got Me, she will defer to the Van Halen version.
Be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
Wait.
Surf covering Da Pixies. And then we played the Pixies, Jason Friday, the song Dregs of the Wine.
Oh, yeah.
And then Orange Wine from Morgan Nagler. We're like professional disc jockeys.
Wow, we are. That is special.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We take you into the weekend. We have some cool music coming up, as per usual.
Always.
We're kind of obsessed with the actor Walton Goggins.
So cool.
You may know him from many shows, but he is in White Lotus Season 3, and he's really the reason. There was so much buzz about this season that we ended up having to watch it. We skipped over Season 2, yeah. And we went right to 3. We won't do any spoilers, because some people may not have watched it all.
Right.
I actually thought Walton Goggins' character wasn't... Well, he's so lovable in social media, and his character is kind of not a great person.
Right.
So I wasn't told. But that show, so many twists and turns, and it really makes you think about life and all that.
It really does. That's why it's so good. I mean, I think I said it 4 or 5 times throughout the show, just, wow, these guys are doing this right.
It was really, really incredible. And I just saw... because I'm obsessed with Walton Goggins on Instagram. He was just announced as a guest on SNL. That's going to be so great. May 10th, he'll be the host, and Arcade Fire are going to be playing.
Nice.
Looking forward to that, Walton. If you haven't, you have to go on his Instagram. He was living, he tells this great story about moving to LA when he was young and really hadn't made it yet. And now he just took his family and they moved somewhere like Montana or something. And he is crying in the video because all that Los Angeles gave him.
Yeah.
So it really warms my heart.
So sweet.
We're going to get into – so I was looking up. I went on and looked up a bunch of songs that have appeared in White Lotus Season 3. And Krungbin. I feel like I haven't spent enough time with Krungbin. But we're going to play a song that's on Season 3. If you haven't checked out White Lotus – Season 3, you got to go get it.
Please do so.
It is emotional.
It's beyond emotional.
All right, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Empire. That is Wake Up. They've got some new music coming out, a brand new record. We've been playing the new song Year of the Snake. Their new album, which is Pink Elephant, comes out on May 9th. The next day, they're going to be on SNL. We were just talking about it.
Wow.
With Walton Goggins. Yeah. That is going to be, I can't wait for that. That's going to be so good.
So amazing.
All right. So every Friday, by the way, Jason Friday's here. Hello, how's it going?
I'm great.
You've been
how
a little
you?
Quiet on this program.
I know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes I just get so into what we're doing and the music, and I'm just kind of zoning. I don't know. It's a good feeling, though. I'm cool. I'm hanging. I'm chilling.
All right, we are going to tease. So I do an 88.5 album dive every week. We check out a new record and dig into it, and there is a new Neil Young kind of a tribute record. It's called Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young, Volume 1. So many great artists on this album.
Amazing.
So next week, we're going to dive into it every weekday just after 12 noon. But we're going to do a little teaser track. Do you like teases,
Jason? I love teasies.
A little tease is coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Welcome aboard Flight 88.5 with full service across the globe. In-flight entertainment includes Jet Into Work, featuring Jet from More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet, with daily departures at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. There are many options when flying. Thank you for choosing SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Camp at the Greek Theater on July 16th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Camp, the Greek Theater, July 16th.
She is an officer of love, and I will pay her.
Support comes from the David Nazarian College of Business and Economics at California State University, Northridge, offering a part-time evening MBA program designed for working professionals with busy lives. Apply now and invest in your future. Nazarian MBA. Diverse ideas for a dynamic environment. Program application fees waived for the first 25 applicants. More information is at mba.csun.edu.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases that are coming out this week. Smokey Robinson is putting out a covers album called What the World Needs Now. Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young, Volume 1 will be released. Tennis is putting out Face Down in the Garden. Salmia will release Bloodless. Sting is putting out 3.0 Live, recorded during his 3.0 tour. And Billy Idol is releasing Dream Into It, his first full-length album of new music in over a decade. Mortal Prime Time from Sunflower Bean will come out. And Jensen McRae is dropping I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. Jensen is also playing the El Rey Theater on May 29th. Members can enter the giveaway this week online at thesocalsound.org. For more music news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday from 7 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Ever notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday
with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on the SoCal Sound.
You can't be 20 on There's a girl just down the aisle. Oh, to turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the bar. Now you're underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glare to the people that you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the bar.
Is the Lumineers covering Neil Young, Sugar Mountain. That's one of my favorite Neil Young songs. So there's a new record out. It is called, came out today. It's called Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young, Volume 1. So many great people on this record. We've got Fiona Apple, Mumford & Sons, Eddie Vedder, Courtney Barnett, Stephen Marley, Sharon Van Etten, Doobie Brothers, Chris wow. Pierce, and more. So we're going to do an album dive into that record next week. So tune into this beautiful station every weekday just after 12 noon to hear all these great covers coming out. What do you think of that, Jason,
I mean,
Friday?
That list is pretty legendary.
Would you call it epic?
Or epic.
All right. We've been anxiously. So first of all, we're anxiously awaiting a Radiohead tour.
Yes.
But we also have been looking forward to hearing more Band of Horses.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of watching and waiting. I know they've been playing a bunch of shows. Finally, they're coming to the West Coast. We've mentioned that they're playing that winery place, the Mountain Winery, on September 22nd, which happens to be my birthday. It's in Saratoga. We're considering it, but now I just found out that they're going to be coming to LA. It looks like they're playing the Wiltern on September 24th and House of Blues in Anaheim on October 2nd, touring with Iron and Wine.
Yeah. That's going to be, you know, I remember the first time I saw them was actually because of you. It was just over 10 years ago, January 2015, after like 12 hours of walking around Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And we went to the observatory in Santa Ana. and it blew my mind.
So are you guys understanding this? We went to Disneyland all day and then went to a concert. I felt like my feet, like someone sawed them off and forced me to keep walking. It was pretty painful.
It was.
Yeah, we saw them at the House of Blues, didn't we?
No. Oh, no. It was the Observatory.
Yeah, oh, Santa that's Anna. Funny. That's yeah. very funny. Yeah. Looking forward to those shows. We're going to have to hit up our best friend, Ben Bridwell, and see what's up. We had a podcast called 'Cause I Have To. And if you haven't heard, if you love Ben Bridwell, he was on two episodes. It was a doubleheader, and it was a really great conversation.
So good. Oh, yeah. My God. I was like, wow, this
is a really cool guy.
Oh, yeah, so cool.
All right, so let's go back to one of my favorite records, Infinite Arms.
Oh.
And Harmony's on High. It's On My Way Back Home. It is Band of Horses. It's Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
Music sounds better. Which day?
Friday.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Canyon wall, the call and the answer, and the man.
You can hear The Weekend Knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Ce soir. Feeling.
How awesome is that song? That is Brazilian Girls, and I believe Gigue. I used to play that song when I had a weekend show called Out on a Limb here. It came out in 2006. Do you want to tell us, Jason Friday, a little bit about Brazilian Girls? We just ate at a Brazilian restaurant last night, so we thought, I don't know, that song came into my mind, even though I guess they're not really Brazilian. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're literally not Brazilian. The band is basically based from New York City, but the singer is from Rome in Italy, and then they also have a key.
Roma, you mean?
Yeah. Their keyboardist is from Argentina, so
they're worldly.
They're worldly, which is why they say Gigue.
Gigue. All right, we're about to wrap up our program, but we did want to talk about we did something really, really, really fun last night. So during our last pledge drive, there was an opportunity for you to bid on an auction to hang out with us. It was a Slater Friday experience.
Oh yeah,
and that is thanks to Veek Wine, who yes. hooked us up. And we ended up going to, a lot of people call it Fogo de Chão, but we just found out last night that it's technically Fogo de Chão.
Yeah. Because
like, it's almost like Sean, but you don't do the hard N.
Yes.
Fogo de Chão, a Brazilian joint. But it was a one-night-only special event with a pairing, how much was it, a four-course? Four or five course
pairings
with Veek Wine. Absolutely delicious. But anyway, more importantly, we had some terrific listeners, Kimberly and Corinne, who are the ones who won the bid. Corinne is the diehard fan of the station, but we got to get to know them. They were so great.
Incredible.
There were some crazy stories. I heard a story about a knife under a pillow. That's all I'm going to say. but it was a really fun night. So thank you. Thank you, Kimberly and Corinne, for not only loving the station, but supporting us. And that was just a really cool thing to bid on that and to hang out with us. And thank you so much.
It was very special. We had a blast. Thank you for being there.
So seriously, we're going to send out Corinne. We talked about a lot of music, of course. Anyone who bids on things for the station, they're always diehard music fans like us. So we're going to get into one of Corinne's favorite artists. But this is it. Mookie's coming up next. Jason Friday, you ready for the weekend?
Oh, I'm so ready.
We need to chill it.
Yeah,
chill it big time.
Seriously.
Take some time for yourself. Thank you for supporting this beautiful public radio station.
Oh, yes.
You can always become a subscribing member at any moment. It only takes a couple minutes. Please go to thesocalsound.org. Until next time, my pretties. Take it away, Bruce.
I never went back. Like a river.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.